Possibility expert. Okay. Gotta admit, that's a title that makes you stop and think, right?
It really does.
It definitely caught my eye. And since you sent us Bianca Merce's website, seems like you're on the same wavelength. I'm really curious to unpack this, aren't you? Feels it's exactly the kind of deep dive we're here for.
Absolutely. And it sounds like you're open to new approaches to personal and professional growth, which, aligns perfectly with Bianca's work.
Totally. So, should we dive into her core message first?
Right.
Okay. So, on her website, she talks about how much potential humans have for growth, but she's not just talking about, learning a new skill or getting ahead in your career. It's deeper than that. It's almost like she wants you to shift your whole perspective outwards, like focusing on collaboration over competition. What do you make of that?
Well, what's fascinating is how this connects to bigger trends we're seeing, right? Mindfulness, emotional intelligence, in leadership, these are all becoming more important, especially now in 2024, as we face more complex global issues. Like, how do we work together to solve these huge problems? It's not about individual achievement anymore.
And it's interesting how she uses that Suzuki Shunryu quote. In the beginner's mind, there are many possibilities. In the expert's mind, there are few.
Right.
It really makes you think about how approaching things with fresh eyes can open up so many more options.
It's a core principle for her, for sure, but it's also a bit ironic given her title as possibility expert, right?
Yeah.
Calling yourself an expert can sometimes feel limiting, don't you think?
For sure. It's
Yeah.
like she's trying to bridge that gap between being an expert with all this knowledge and still having that curiosity and openness of a beginner. It makes you wonder, how does someone with that mindset even get here?
Well, her background is interesting. She's been an economist, an HR leader, even an executive counselor.
Okay, now that's a diverse resume. Do you think each of those roles could have shaped how she sees possibility?
Absolutely. It makes you wonder, did her economics background give her that systems thinking lens, seeing how everything is interconnected? And then as an HR leader, was she drawn to the human side of organizations, that potential for growth and development? It's fascinating to think about how those experiences might come together in her work.
It's like she's taken a winding path to get here, and all those experiences have given her this unique perspective. And she's definitely not just talking the talk. On her website, she offers consulting, coaching, workshops. It's a whole range of services.
Yeah, it's like she's created this multifaceted approach to possibility,
Yeah.
meeting people right where they are.
Okay, so how would you differentiate those services? For someone like me who might be thinking, okay, this all sounds great, but where do I even begin?
Well, consulting often focuses on organizations. It's about analyzing a specific problem or challenge and then offering strategic advice,
Yeah.
right? Coaching, on the other hand, is more about individual growth, helping you identify your personal goals, overcome those limiting beliefs, and really unlock your potential.
Okay.
And workshops. Think of those as structured group learning experiences, usually centered around a specific skill or topic.
Got it. So, depending on what you need, Bianca has different ways to support that journey of possibility.
Exactly. And this commitment to lifelong learning, to constantly expanding possibilities, it's like deeply woven into her philosophy.
Right, like on her website where she talks about the experience and learning flow of life. She's not just saying learn this one thing and you're good. It's an ongoing process for sure. And speaking of learning, can we talk about her credentials? Because wow, social architect, coach master, economist, and then a whole bunch of certifications and different methodologies. This woman has been busy.
It's impressive, right? I think what's striking is the breadth of it all. It suggests that she's comfortable bridging different disciplines, connecting those unexpected dots. Someone drawn to this kind of diversity probably appreciates seeing the world from multiple angles.
Totally. And I think that ties back to the whole possibility theme, right? If you're willing to learn from different fields to combine ideas in new ways, then of course you're going to see more possibilities than someone who stays in their own narrow lane. But okay, there are also these terms on her website that I have to admit I'm a little lost on: resonance circle and generative leadership. Can you shed some light on these?
Of course. So, resonance circle seems to be a space Bianca facilitates for deep reflection and connection. It's about tapping into your authentic self and exploring possibilities, but within a supportive group setting. It's a good example of how she combines her coaching with a more group-oriented approach.
Right.
And generative leadership. Well, that's fascinating because it aligns so well with her whole philosophy. It's about moving away from traditional top-down leadership and towards a more collaborative, creative, and possibility-driven approach.
So it's less about giving orders and more about co-creating the future.
Exactly. It's about empowering everyone to contribute their unique talents and perspectives, which again fits perfectly with Bianca's emphasis on collaboration and unlocking potential.
It's all starting to connect now. And she also has a blog where she explores these topics even further, right? I saw posts on self-leadership, the future of work, and new work, which, by the way, I feel like that's a term we hear a lot these days. But what does it actually mean?
Great question. New work is a big topic, but essentially it's about finding more purpose and flexibility in our careers. It's about moving away from the traditional 9-to-5, embracing technology, and finding work that aligns with our values and passions.
Which, you have to admit, feels relevant to a lot of people right now, especially if you're interested in personal and professional growth, like our listener clearly is. It's like Bianca's tapped into this desire for something more fulfilling, more aligned with who we are at our core.
Absolutely. And that brings us back to Bianca's personal side, which also seems to inform her work.
Right, because it's not all business with her, right? I mean, she's really into photography, loves nature.
Right.
She even mentions having an integral worldview. It's like she approaches life with the same openness and curiosity that she brings to her work.
And that really comes through in that quote by Audre Lorde that resonated with you. Remember, it is not our differences that divide us. It is our inability to recognize, accept, and celebrate those differences. That speaks volumes about her values.
It totally does. It's like she's saying, let's not just tolerate our differences. Let's actually see them as strengths, as sources of creativity and innovation. And that she's creating spaces where people can show up authentically, be themselves fully, and connect on a deeper level.
Precisely. Because embracing those differences, recognizing that unique value each person brings, that's where true innovation and possibility lie.
And it's not just about accepting those differences in a passive way, right? It's about actively celebrating them, learning from them, letting them spark new ideas and possibilities.
Absolutely. And that's definitely reflected in her approach to networking. I mean, look at the people she surrounds herself with.
Oh, yeah. It's like a who's who of innovators and change makers. There's Esther Kuna, who co-created generative leadership with her.
Which, by the way, could be a whole other deep dive. We've only just scratched the surface of that concept.
Right. And then there's Nando Stucklin, the Maggie doctor. Okay, I have to admit, I have no idea what that means, but it definitely piques my curiosity.
Me too. Yeah. It seems like Bianca intentionally builds relationships with people who challenge the status quo, who get a sense of playfulness and wonder to their work.
It's like she's curated this network of people who are all pushing boundaries and expanding possibilities in their own unique ways, which makes you wonder, what does Bianca see as the ultimate possibility? What's the end goal of all this exploration and growth?
That's a great question to sit with. And maybe it's not about reaching a specific destination, but about embracing the journey itself. Maybe the real possibility is in that constant evolution, that openness to new experiences, that willingness to keep learning and growing throughout our lives.
That's such an interesting point. It's like she's not just offering a set of tools or techniques. She's inviting you into a whole new way of being in the world, one that embraces uncertainty, celebrates differences, and sees potential everywhere.
Exactly. And that brings us back to you, the listener. What resonated most with you throughout this deep dive?
Was it her emphasis on collaboration over competition, or maybe her multifaceted approach to personal and professional growth?
Perhaps you were drawn to her unique background and how those diverse experiences shaped her perspective on possibility. Or maybe it's that idea of generative leadership and co-creating more fulfilling future of work.
Whatever stood out to you, hopefully it sparked some new ideas, some new possibilities for your own life.
Because as Bianca Merz shows us, possibility isn't something you find, it's something you create.
So as you navigate this complex world, remember to approach challenges with a beginner's mind, embrace the unknown, and never stop exploring the infinite possibilities that exist within you and around you.